वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु उक्तं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके श्रीमद्भागवतम् फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स चैप्टर एंटिट्यूड कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यास वर्स 27 एवं कृष्ण मतिर्ब्रह्मन् न असक्तस्य मदात्मनः कालप्रादुर्भूतो काले तरित सौदामनि यथा कृष्ण मते वन इज फुल्ली अब्जर्व इन थिंकिंग ऑफ कृष्ण ब्रह्मन ओ व्यासदेव नॉट असक्तस्य ऑफ वन इज अटैच्ड अमलात्मा ऑफ वन इज कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मेटेरियल डॉट काल डेथ प्रादुर्भूत बिकम विजिबल काले इन द कोर्स ऑफ टाइम तड़ित लाइटनिंग सौदामनि इल्यूमिनेटिंग जथा एज इट इज ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन एंड सो ओ ब्राह्मण व्यासदेव In due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occurred simultaneously. Please repeat after me the translation. And so, O Brahman of Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occurred simultaneously. To be fully absorbed in the thought of Krishna means clearance of material doubts or hankerings. As a very rich man has no hankerings for small petty things, so also a devotee of Lord Krishna, who is guaranteed to pass on to the kingdom of God, where life is eternal, fully cognizant and blissful, naturally has no hankerings for petty material things which are like dolls or shadows of the reality and are without permanent value. That is a sign of spiritually enriched persons. And in due course of time, when a pure devotee is completely prepared, all of a sudden, the change of body occurs, which is commonly called death. And for the pure devotee, such a change takes place exactly like lightning and illuminations follow simultaneously. That is to say, a devotee simultaneously changes his material body and develops a spiritual body by the will of the Supreme. Even before death, a pure devotee has no material affection. Due to his body's being spiritualized like a red hot iron in contact with fire. Om jnana kumirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya shushurumitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale sayam rupa padamajyam dadati sarvapadantikam Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanascha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatva Vishnavane Mancha kalpataru vasya kripa sindhu paye cha pratidana pavane yo sudeshu yo mande si chaitanna nittananda ushadito gauradaye pushpavanto chitra shando tamanado he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate rupesha dukha kanta rajavanta Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuse Devi Pranamami Nilachala Nivasaya Nittaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Vrishabhasani Gaurava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karati Vachalam Pangulam Vayate Yatri Patanam Vande Sri Guru Dinatari Paramananda Madhavam Sisvatam Nisharam Translation once again. And so, Roman, as the in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and therefore had no attachments, been completely freed from all material things made with death, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. So this topic, it's a conversation between Narada and Vyasa. So Narada Muni, this expressing his previous life to his disciple Vyasa. And here there's a main theme of this today's verse that death. We know that as sure as death, and many people like in India, not only in India, even the one called they are teaching the art of living. What is the name of that? Who is that? Ravi Shankar, yeah. They are teaching to the people by controlling their breathing system, pranayama, all kind of things, how we can prolong our life, how we can live longer period of time. the art of living. But here, Narada Muni is explaining that how you can die in a peaceful situation. So we are learning how we can die, the art of dying. That's completely opposite. So, and Narada Muni he just had a glimpse of the Supreme Person of Godhead by the blessings of the saintly persons to whom Narada Muni served during the Chaturmasya. In the 4 months of like monsoon season, the saintly persons, they assembled together and they discuss the glories of the Lord. And Narada Muni got the chance to serve them, to the highly elevated saintly persons. And they took the remnants of the devotees and automatically he got the blessings of the saintly persons and become spiritually enriched. So this is the symptoms of the spiritual enriched. Prabhupada also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that the spiritual enriched persons, the sign of a spiritual enriched person. So we can see the Prabhupada when he came to USA. You know, many people, they come to the West, especially from India, to for some motivation to get to become rich, or you know, they are very ambitious to become to become materially very opulent. But Prabhupada's vision is different. He just came from India and he's seeing, because he's spiritually very much enlightened, enriched person, and see, he does not see things as we see in our naked eyes. Because the spiritual enriched persons, like we can quote from Krishna's Kuvraj Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita. Wherever they see sthavar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hai nija ishta dev sphurti. Sthavar, the movable or immovable, they don't see those things. Wherever they see that he is the ishta dev, means the worshipful Lord, wherever they see, their vision is like that. They see their ishta dev, worshipful Lord. So this is the symptom of the spiritually enriched persons, like Prabhupada. And that's why you can see in this context, you know Mahaprabhu, while he was in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri, by seeing the sand, he was thinking that near Chota Gopinath, that maybe this is the Giriraj Govardhan, and he's running, like flying, you know, and the devotees, they are falling, they could not even reach Mahaprabhu. It's so speedily Mahaprabhu is, you know, in the mood of the separation, and is thinking that Giriraj Govardhan want to embrace. So this is a symptom of the, you know, of course Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord of God. So this is the symptom of the spiritual enriched persons. And so I will discuss a little bit of death. In different people experience, you know, Narada Muni here, that experiencing his death, that, you know, the lightning, and Tadit Saudamuni Jatha. Tadit. Lightning and illuminating simultaneously. So, death. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know, many people, they argue, okay, devotees are chanting Hare Krishna. Their goal, maybe something. But we people, common people, okay, we will also die, devotees also will die. After death, we will go where? Who knows? So in this regard, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, he has given a, he just tells a story, very nice story. I don't know, maybe it's in US, Australia, how it is relevant. But have you seen that cat? He has somebody pet cat, like most of the people, the pet dog. Cats also in Australia, somebody, you know, as a pet, they keep cat. So in India, you know, in every house they have cat, you know, almost every house. And the cat, when the bear, you know, begets the kitten, the small baby cat, kitten, they keep, you know, hide the baby kitten somewhere, you know, in a very hidden place, so that the big cat cannot find that small kitten, because big cat sometimes they eat the small kitten, baby cat. So the mother, they, out of affection to save her child, you know, hide somewhere where the big cat cannot find the small kitten. And when the mother cat carries the small kitten, how she carries? Have you seen that? She grabs and, you know, bite into the baby's neck, and she carries the baby kitten. But the baby, that time, the baby feels very, you know, like he's going to some holiday trip, you know, he's very secure, he feels very secure, because his mother scares. But Bhakti Sanatana was saying, the same cat, when catch a mouse, rat, is that the mouse thinking that I am going to also my maternal and uncle's house? No. The baby cat, because it knows that, you know, the death personified. So at any moment, so he feels very, you know, awkward, very painful, very afraid. So Bhakti Saraswati was saying, the devotees, they are under care of the Supreme, because they all, their life, throughout their life, they're serving. Their only motive, how we can please the Lord. So they feel very secure. So the outside people, very often they make point, okay, devotees also die, we will also die, who knows where they will go, we don't know where we will go. So, but Bhakti Sanatana devotees, they feel very secure and they die very peacefully, because they know that we are now ready to enter into the spiritual sky to serve eternally the Lord. So they don't feel any kind of pain, very secure situation. But outside people, they don't feel like that. They don't feel. So this is the death. And also, the death, the maranre tumama shayama shamana. Some, I think, gopis in Vrindavan, they think that the maran means the death. Death is like, you know, shayama shamana. Shayama means Krishna. Krishna is another name, is shayama. Like, they, you know, living and going to die is the same to them. Because when they are living, they are also serving Krishna, and after death also they will serve Krishna. So they think equal to, you know, death is equal. But it's not so easy. Even we are devotee, oh, we'll die, oh my God. You know, we are afraid of death. Is that we are ready to, you know, okay, at any moment the death can come. But we feel that scared. I don't know, I feel scared. Even though I'm saying, you know, or no, you know, different scriptures, but we are not ready yet, you know, to that point. Okay, if death comes, oh, I am fully secure, I, you know, I am the lap of the Supreme, and we can take to the spiritual world, because we have so much things in our mind to enjoy the material world. We have some kind of motivation, some kind of aspiration to enjoy. As long as that kind of things will be remain in our heart, so that we will not feel that, you know, we are secure and we are not scared of death. So that death is like the gopis, like Vrindavan. But they are still living, because if they die, the Krishna will feel pain by their separation. So that's why their separation from Krishna, they are just surviving. Just simply surviving. Because if they die, then Krishna will feel bad. Just to give pleasure to Krishna, they are surviving. Even though they are become very skinny, and so this is the, but still they are surviving. This is the motive of the devotee. The only business to how we can please Krishna, how we can please the Supreme. So death, and also one time Sanatana Goswami, while he was in Jagannath Puri, and he had some leprosy throughout his body. And he's thinking that, why should I, you know, continue my life? Better I should commit suicide in front of the Lord Jagannath's cart. So he was planning to commit suicide in front of the Lord Jagannath's cart. Then maybe he'll go, you know, promote to the spiritual sky, elevate. But Mahaprabhu understood his thinking. And then he told to Sanatana Goswami, your body already given to me. It's not your property. So, and if you think that by committing suicide in front of the Jagannath car, then you can go back home, then I will live my life millions times here. No, it's not possible. If I commit suicide in front of the Lord, or in the car of Lord Jagannath, then Lord Jagannath will bless me, just to the mercy upon me, and will take to the spiritual sky. It's foolish idea. He lives in a fool's paradise. It's not like that. So we have to prepare. We have to cleanse our heart. We have to prepare ourselves to that point where it's natural that we die. So many devotees, sometimes they feel, you know, due to different reasons, okay, why should I prolong my life? It's like Sanatana Goswami also was thinking. So this is actually teachings to the devotees, that we should not, you know, live our life any kind of, you know, situation, but still live for the service of the Lord. Even though this body is not belong to us, the, you know, property of the Lord, for His service. We should take care of the body also, so the body and soul can keep that together. At the same time, but only motive is to how to we can please with the Lord. So that is the only goal of the devotee. That is the only thing devotee always think in their mind. Now also, in Shastra it said that Yajasa Haridasa Karmana Manashagira Nikhileshupi Avastasu Jivan Mukta Sauchate. Even though we are in our this mundane body, still we can be free, can be liberated, Jivan Mukta. Even in any situation, if we engage our body, mind and speech, engage in the service of the Lord. So then, even though we are in this material body, but still we are free from all kinds of things. We can experience that things also, even within this body, not after death. While we are in living condition, serving the Lord by our body, by our mind, by our speech, glorifying the Lord, or speak, or teaching someone, and inspiring someone about the Lord, encouraging. So then, if we observe in that mood, always, constantly, then even though we are in this body, but still we are free. It's called Jivan Mukta stage. So that we should practice, because the dormant love for Krishna is within everyone's heart. We have to reawaken by practicing the regular sadhana, sadhana bhakti. Like Prabhupada has given the analogy that a child, that sometimes when there is small, he crawling in the ground, but one day he can walk and can run and can participate in the Olympic and can become fast also. So that means that inclination of that walking or running is there just to ignite that kind of things. So dormant Krishna consciousness is in everyone's heart, is there, still there, remains there. Only you have to practice. You have to perform the sadhana bhakti. Then by performing the sadhana, the spontaneous love for Krishna will awaken. And then the bhava bhakti, the next stage. The devotees, they always in their mind, wherever are they may be, they are thinking how we can, you know, serving Krishna, remembering Krishna, they are remembering. Us giving books to others or preaching to someone else. That means always constantly absorbing in Krishna. So then, to reach that kind of platform, we are aspiring for that things. To reach that platform. In any way, we can engage our, you know, everything for the service. Any kind of service. Even though maybe it's very, very insignificant, but in Krishna's service, everything is spiritual, you know, very valuable, even though very insignificant, because it's connection with Krishna. It does not matter if it's a manual service, intellectual service, or whatever. So this is the things we should hanker for. The spiritual thing. And there's no matter in what background we are from, we are in multicultural background, but still our goal is the same. How we can together, the combined way, cooperative way, we can, our goal is one. So in any reason we are here under the banner of the Prabhupada movement, and our, in spite of our different maybe color, religion, and different multi things, but still our goal is same. So how we can cooperatively serve Krishna and make our life successful in the human form of life, very rarely obtained, just properly utilized in the service of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment or any question? Or maybe you can share something in your personal experience. I don't know how long that class would be, the time. Huh? 8:30. So I am proper time. Ekam dasima bhagavatam ki jai, kalapopat ki jai, gaur ke manande. Sorry, I didn't prepare myself because I don't know if in that day I will be fast.